Learn daf kuf gimel amud alef is on a machlokes b'shin Rav Yochanan and Mishlokes whether Yaron Mabul Eretz Yisrael or not. Mishlokes held that the Mabul did go to Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Yochanan held the Mabul was not Yaron to Eretz Yisrael. Now, from this gemara, Lechara could ask a kasha on the Avanezer parshas Noach. He says a taldik azach, which is very much tzarichim. He goes on the pasuk perek zayin pasuk chav gimel. It says v'yimachus kol yakum asher al pnei ha'adama, mi'adam ad behema, mi'ames v'adef ha'shamayim, mi'machum in ha'aretz. So the pasuk is mashma that everything was destroyed during the Mabul everywhere. Al pnei kol ha'adama. So it's like the Avanezer that he says v'hine zayis. This pasuk is truly gemara. This is a kasha al chaseri hadas. Me'achinu, from those from our brothers who are chaser das, that she'armim, that they say shalhoya mabul b'chol ha'aretz. They say the mabul wasn't everywhere; it was not in Eretz Yisrael. So he's saying there are some chaser das, the people that are missing das, and they say the mabul didn't go everywhere; didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. From this pasuk is right, not like them, because you see clear in the pasuk that the mabul went in the whole world. Kol ha'yakum everywhere else she'apnei kol ha'adama. So from here is right, not like them. So he says he's saying this. Pasuk is a right connected. Those who say the Mabul didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, he calls them Chaser Das. Now it's a pel. How can he say that? It's Rabbi Yochanan and the Gemara. We have Mamash Gedolei Amoraim saying this din of the Shita Leyard Mabul Eretz Yisrael. How could he, number one, how could he ask enough from a Pasuk? And how could he use such a Lashon Chalila of Chaser Hadas? That's the Kashu the Mepharshim asking on this Ebenezer. And I was thinking that maybe the Pesha could be like this. Not only is not a steer to the Gemara, but Fakert. It isn't very nice. If you look in the Ramban, Al Atayra, and Pashas Lach, Ches, Pasuk Hidalf, the Ramban brings down this Chazal, the Yar and Mabul Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban asks a kasha. He says, "How could it be? How could you say Lo Yar and Mabul Eretz Yisrael?" He says, "V'chi, is there a gather around Eretz Yisrael? Is there a fence around Eretz Yisrael?" He says, "V'ain sub of Eretz Yisrael gather lachem es amayim shavu." But there's no wall, there's no fence around Eretz Yisrael to stop the water from going in. So the whole world had a Mabul; it's full of water. So what happened to that water? It came to Eretz Yisrael and it just stopped. You need some type of wall to keep it out, and there is no wall. So how can one say Lo Yar and Mabul Eretz Yisrael? So the Ramban wants to be mechadish that when we say Layar and Mabul Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't mean that it was not flooded and it was not full of water. Avada was flooded and Avada had water like the rest of the world because there's no wall to keep it out. Layar and Mabul Eretz Yisrael just means there was no active Mabul. There wasn't a Yeridas Geshamim on Eretz Yisrael. There wasn't actively raining there. Maybe the Mayonis didn't open up. That didn't happen. It's like the Gemara says over here, it's Lagushama. It was not raining on Eretz Yisrael. There was no active Mabul. But Avada, the mine from the rest of the world came into Eretz Yisrael and flooded it like everywhere else. So Avada, the Mabul was there like everywhere else. It just means it wasn't actively raining on Eretz Yisrael. It got the water from elsewhere. That's the has to be the pshat, because it doesn't make sense otherwise that Eretz Yisrael would not have any water. So it could be that that's what the Ebenezer is saying. He's saying the Ebenezer knows Avada, Chazal, say Leyar and Mabul. Rabbi Yochanan says it, but there's two ways to learn Rabbi Yochanan. You can learn the Kipshutai, that there was no water in Eretz Yisrael. It was totally dry. Or you can learn that there was water, it just didn't actively rain. So like the Ebenezer from this pasuk is a tshuva to those chaseri das. This is a raya against those who don't have das, who learn the Gemara Kipshutai, that there was no water b'chlal in Eretz Yisrael, that it was totally dry. That can't be. Like the Ramban himself says it can't be, because there's no fence. Like the Ebenezer from this pasuk is mashma like that, because it's mashma that the Mabul was kol ha'yakum asher p'nei kol ha'adama, was everywhere. So that's mashma that the Mabul was even in Eretz Yisrael as well. What does it mean, layard Mabul Eretz Yisrael? It means it wasn't actively raining on Eretz Yisrael. But the Mabul was there. It's about a true. So that's what's coming lafuke. That from this pasuk you have a raya to what the Ramban is saying. That don't learn Rabbi Yochanan Kipshute that there was no water at all there. It's all about it. There was water. It just means it wasn't an act of Mabul. And maybe there's no stira from this Ebenezer. It's not a stira to the Gemara.